with yourself. It'll be good. Everyone, whack away.
If you're whacking it and listening to me, you got issues. But that's fine. It's fine. Hello, how are you? What's up? It's Da Huff. It's another episode of Da Huff Uncensored. Hope you're having an amazing day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. You got to go check them out online, betonline.ag. Honestly, this is my favorite betting site because just the way it is, it's so clean and user-friendly. You got to check it out today. Again, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device and get in on the action. It's BetOnline where the game starts. Before we jump into headlines, we got some great headlines. I got to tell you something kind of embarrassing that happened to me over the weekend. We're going to start off with this one because I got two things that I have to talk about before we get into headlines. The first one is it's been real windy around here in the Denver metro area for, you know, several days. Today, really bad. But the other day, I was trying to clean something up in the backyard. My kids, they have a swing set that is kind of mixed with a kind of like a clubhouse thing. It's a really nice, cool thing that we have in the backyard. Well, they invested in a pulley system. Actually, one of my son's buddies gave him a pulley system. Anyway, there's a bucket that's attached to it, and the bucket's just like flying all around the backyard. We keep telling my kids, hey, pick up the bucket so the dog doesn't pee on it or it doesn't sit in one spot and burn up the grass. Long or short of it, I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'll just do it myself. So I'm out there, it's windy, and I'm tying it up there so it doesn't keep falling around everywhere. Well, the wind is freaking out my dog, plus him seeing me sit up in the clubhouse is freaking him out because he wants to be with me. He is literally a dog that will follow me everywhere through the house. I could be sitting in one room, he's in there. I get up to go to the other room, he's got to sit up and figure out where I'm going. And if I'm going to the bathroom, he'll just sit there and stare, waiting for me to be done. There's a lot of pressure, I got to be honest. But anyway, so he wants to be with me. And he's trying to climb up these metal pole ladder that is part of the swing set. And he's like freaking out, trying to get to me. And while doing that, I'm like, Jet, get down. And then he accidentally with his claw scratches the back of my leg. And I have this like 6-inch, a cock's length of a scratch, like a deep scratch on my back of my calf. Right. So that's not the worst part about it. He's also a herding dog, so he likes to keep animals and people in check by nipping at them. That's what he does. Well, I'm trying to get down. He's still like flipping out because of the wind, and I'm where I'm not supposed to be, and he wants to be with me. Long enough short of it, he nipped at me. He nipped me and got me in the scrotum. I have never been so scared that I've hurt myself and had to go to the emergency room before. I've done it way too many times. This is the one time I'm like, please God, I don't want to go to the emergency room. I'm like, I don't care how bad it is. I don't want to go. I thought he like ripped open my scrotum. I got to be honest. I was scared. I've had stitches in my leg, I've had surgery because of like tearing my hip labrum and all this other stuff. Oh my God, so I run into the bathroom and just throw my pants down. Thank God, it was swollen. I was all balls and not in a good way. Oh my God, I was sitting there looking at it in the mirror and I was like, sweet Jesus. It looks like I got a turd testicle. I said turd instead of third. So that was one thing. Then later that night, my wife and I are sitting in bed. We're just kind of lounging around. She turns on some show. I think it was Netflix. And it's talking about your diet and everything. It's really fascinating about, you know, sometimes people don't realize that their body is missing a certain nutrient, and that can change their life for the better. And I can't remember. There's all these like microbes that are in your stomach. I've said this before. Your stomach is essentially your second brain, and it's very close tied with your brain. And it was very fascinating. They were talking about these. You can do like a poop transfer. It sounds so disgusting, and it is. But in a lab, they can do it where they can do run it like a $200 test on you and tell you your body, in order to be a little bit healthier, you just need to start eating this or that. Or what we can do is do a poop transfer with somebody that has that specific thing, blah, 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 blah. And then you can take it in pill form and you're good to go. It's really fascinating. I need to watch it again and get some more information, but because it was very fascinating. Well, the problem is there's a lot of people that want to do stuff on their own and bypass the actual regulated scientific way of doing things. So there's this couple that are doing this on their own, where this lady is, I don't remember what she was deficient in, but anyway, she's taking her boyfriend's shit and sticking it in a blender, and then they're very carefully putting them into capsules and then sticking them in the fridge, and then she'll just ingest them later. Here's what stands out in my mind, and I got to go back and I got to get a screenshot of this. There's a sign or there's a scene where they literally have a turd that they must have, it must be slightly frozen, just a good hefty sized turd that they stuck in a blender. And then all of a sudden you see it in there, and then they turn on the blender, start blending it up. I'm like, that's disgusting. But it is fascinating when you start watching some of that. There's people that have seen, like somebody that may suffer from MS or all these other diseases, when they take fecal from somebody else that doesn't have that problem, they actually show signs of improvement. It's fucking crazy. And it makes you go, fucking drug companies, man. The answer to a lot of problems could be as simple as shit. It's so fucking bizarre. So bizarre. I gotta follow me on social media. It probably won't be allowed on Facebook because they pull down anything that's slightly offensive. TikTok, I got something pulled down yesterday because it was offensive. Which is so shocking, right? It'll probably be on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. When I get the scene of the poop in the blender, you're going to go, oh, that's what the Huff was talking about. And please God, I hope that is just a designated poop blender. What a weird thing to have in your house. Don't use that blender. That's the poop blender. I'm sorry, what? What now? I would not want to go over to that person's house for any sort of meal. Right? Because you're just hoping that they're very sanitary in cleaning shit up. And if you're taking pill form of somebody's shit, if you burp, does it smell like a fucking outhouse? These are things I want to know. Okay? That's so important. So important. You know what we need to do right now? I'm sorry, I have issues.
Right, as always.
Ken, God damn it, you bastard. You got me. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Probably the biggest story going on right now, to be honest, that's not overly serious, is Tom Brady got roasted last night. And everything, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw the snippets, the highlights of it. And it's pretty fucking funny. It makes me realize I never want to be roasted. Never want to be roasted. I don't have a thick enough skin. In fact, there was a point in time where Jeffrey Ross, who's the guy that just is the roast master, and he's very good at it. I don't know if he tours or anything anymore. I think all he does is roast. But he's good. He's good at it. Well, he made some massage joke about Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. And Tom Brady actually got up and whispered into his ear, "Don't ever say that shit again." Like, and this was near the beginning of the roast. So it's like, Tom, buckle up, because it's only going to get worse. And I got to be honest, they were fucking great. Drew Bledsoe, who I have a million of his football cards from back in the day because he was supposed to be the chosen one, and then he ends up getting bumped out for Tom Brady back in the day with the Patriots. But anyway, Drew Bledsoe was on there, and this is what he said.
Tom, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
That is so cold-blooded. That is so awesome. Good for Drew Bledsoe. Obviously, Drew Bledsoe referring to Giselle and Tom Brady getting divorced. I want to say there is a part, is a little long. That's why I didn't play it. Kevin Hart was just like giving Tom Brady shit for the karate instructor or the jiu-jitsu instructor that was banging Giselle. He's like, you didn't notice there was a problem when they were having eight, classes a day? Even Will Ferrell came on to roast Tom Brady, and he showed up as his iconic character, Ron Burgundy.
But you won't be forgotten. You'll always be remembered as Eli Manning's bitch.
That is great. That is great. And what was funny is to add to that comment was Eli Manning on Twitter this morning said, I was going to be a part of that roast, but I just didn't want to roast Tom Brady for a third time, referring to the times that he beat Tom in the Super Bowl. So good for them. And it's one of those things you start really, by the way, Kim Kardashian was on there for some fucking reason. Don't know, but she got booed and that was funny, but she seemed to handle it very well. So you got to respect that. She's used to the negativity. But it makes me think like I was saying before, I don't think I could ever be roasted. I don't think I have a thick enough skin to deal with that. I'm the classic, I can dish it out, but I can't take it type of thing. Like, you sit there and you think if somebody was going to roast you, they're going to pick out all your little flaws and just shred you with it. Like, I know that somebody would make fun of the fact that I used to get sick all the time. I still kind of get sick, but not as much as I used to. Mark Schlereth breaking my ribs, stuff like that. I'm sure, but it was funny because on Twitter, I wrote, who in Denver media would you like to see get roasted? D-Mac, who's been on this program, is a very common one. Seji wrote in, D-Mac, 100%. J.R. Slick wrote, Wee-Mac. D-Mac is pretty tiny, but he's got a big personality. Sean said Mark Schlereth, and he responded with a gif of Mark dancing, which is a gif that I uploaded, so you're welcome for that one. Autistic and Proud wrote James Merrillat. You never said anything about likable. James, here's the funny thing. a lot of people in Denver media, or in the Denver metro area, I should say, if you listen to, say, 104.3 The Fan, James is a guy that just says what he believes, and you either embrace it or he does not give a shit. He's a very smart dude and a really good dude, but he sticks to his guns. He does not freaking fall back, which you got to appreciate. Running Bear said D-Mac, Evans, Lombardi, Schlereth, and Alfred Williams. Alfred would be fun, but if anybody's going to get up and walk off the stage, it would be Alfred, because he just does not give a shit. He would be great. He would be great, though. Bethany wrote Marilat or Benjamin Albright. I don't think Albright would do it because there's a lot of people that still have that. They question his whether or not he was in the military or not, or what he actually did in the military. That's just being honest, guys. I'm just saying that's the shit that would get brought up. And I don't think Albright would want to put himself in that position because he's not able to defend himself and state what he believes to be fact or what is fact. So I don't know. I can't imagine him doing that, Bethany. But it would be interesting. I think he could handle it, though. Mean Tweets wrote James Marilat or Sandy Clough. Sandy would be funny. I would love to be a part of that one. That would be good. Clyde wrote Benjamin Albright. Sean wrote douchebag James Marilat. Mike wrote you, of course. No. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, man. I am just too much of a pussy. Matt OFP said, Zach, bye. There's no need to laugh at everything, including the silence when you're uncomfortable, Zach. I don't know. I laugh too much. Sometimes I feel like I laugh too much. But that being said, this is a comedy podcast. If you're sitting there talking about sports and whatnot, I don't know. Michael Miller said, Evans is too easy. Schlereth would enjoy it too much. I agree. Many will say D-Mac, but it's Lombardi who needs to be taken down a notch or two in good fun. I think Vic Lombardi would be able to handle it. I think he would. Mike wrote D-Mac. Splash757 wrote, Page is due. I'm guessing you're referring to Woody Page. I think Woody Page could handle that. And then Mike finished off with, all I know is you would be the MC. I'd be fine with that. I'm no Jeffrey Ross, but I think I could, if I had enough time, I could prepare some good shit. I hope. I'd ask for your help. Let's be honest. Okay. I'm a busy guy. You're busy, but I think combined we could figure some good roast jokes. Okay. I don't know. You tell me, is there somebody else that you would like to roast? Is there somebody nationally or internationally that you would love to see roasted? It doesn't have to be a sports figure. It doesn't have to be a media member. Putin. Somebody needs to roast Putin. Good luck on that one. Just make sure you're at a safe spot, okay? From an undisclosed location, here's, Tom to roast Vladimir Putin. Hey, Putin. Hey, what's... I'm doing like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with bombing? I can't do that. I'm horrible at that stuff. That would be funny, though. That would be hilarious. Ugh. Could you handle being roasted? I don't think I could. Did you see this story coming out? The TSA discovered a bag of snakes in a passenger's pants in a Miami airport. This is not like a new thing. This happens way too much. Those things must be worth a lot. If you're willing to get on the no-fly list and go to jail just for smuggling snakes in your pants, good for you, I guess. But just remember, if you smuggle snakes in your pants and you get caught and then you go to jail or prison, right? Guess what? That's just an open invitation for, being, touched in all the wrong ways in prison. I'm just saying, you're like, hey, here's a guy that has snakes in his pants. Let's see that ding-dong of yours. I'm just saying it's true, right? Think about it for a second. I'm not saying anything that's not true, right? You're welcome. You're welcome. in Ohio, sorry, in Ohio, more than $25,000 was found in the restroom of the Avalon Theater on Saturday. And then on Thursday night, more than $12,000 was found in the restroom at a KFC restaurant. They don't know where the money came from, but they think that they're tied together. And I guess, I don't know who found the money, but I got to be honest. It would be really hard for me to turn in all that money. Like if I use the restroom and I see like a bag of cash, and it's like clumped together, it would be hard for me not to grab a clump and just stick it, you know, in my pocket. I know I'm not supposed to be like that, but it would be hard not to. I don't make a shit ton of money. I think that would be, I don't know. I feel like if my kids were with me, then I'd be like, fuck, now I got to turn it in, you know, because I got to be a good role model for them. But if I'm by myself and, I mean, it's not like somebody's going to notice, right? I mean, I'm just saying, hey, there's only $10,000 in here instead of, you know, $12,000. I'm just saying it would be very hard to look the other way. And you know, the more desperate you are, the more shocked I would be if somebody actually turned in that money. So good for those individuals that did the right thing and turned it in. But I'm saying I question whether or not I would do the right thing in that situation. You tell me, would you do it? At dehuffpodcast@gmail.com. Or excuse me, at dehuffpodcast on social media. Or hit me up on my email, dehuffpodcast@gmail.com. It's an interesting thing to think about. I guess it really depends on your situation. How desperate are you for finances? And like, imagine if you were on a road trip, you use the restroom, you see a bag full of cash. I mean, don't take the whole bag, but stick some in your pants or whatever, and then hop in your car and get the hell out of there. Don't peel out. Don't cause a scene. Just calmly walk to your car and you're good to go. It'd be hard not to do that. Don't judge me. Fuck off. Fuck off. You, sir, can eat a bag of dicks. Don't judge me. Hey, you know what's good is Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. What's cool is I was talking to Liz, the general manager of Sugar Fire, and I was like, hey, you know, how's everything going? She's like, it's really good. A lot of people are starting to line up and get their catering done for graduation. I'm like, that's an amazing idea. I always think about weddings and birthdays and meetings at, you know, the office, but what a better place. There is no better place to get your catering done for your graduation party than Sugar Fire in Westminster. Just amazing assortment of food. You can check them out online and see their menu, full menu, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. And seriously, smoked, beautifully smoked meat, whether it's brisket, you got smoked turkey, you got ribs, you got burgers, you got so many things. You got to go check them out. Follow them on social media, Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westy. But go ahead and swing by and set up some catering or call them. Check them out. Sugar Fire in Westminster off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Like I said, you can go to their website and see everything that they got going for them. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, that would be a killer graduation party. Everybody's over there having a good time. You know, your kid just, you know, finally graduated. Didn't think he was going to make it. Let's be honest. There's a lot of doubt, but they graduated. And now that you can hammer out some good barbecue courtesy of Sugar Fire in Westminster. Sugar Fire is so freaking good. It's a great place for your family. Perfect for date night. But again, like I said, great place to get some catering. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Hey, you know what you need to do after you go to Sugar Fire in Westminster, or maybe you do it before you go to Sugar Fire, is head on over to Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. So, such a brilliant idea. You got to go swing by. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. You can consume on site what you like and then take the rest home. Pretty freaking cool. They got everything you need to consume everything with, but you can get flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, and edibles. It's like a full service bar, but like I said, with cannabis. So you can get like a Coke or a Sprite and then, you know, hammer a bong. It's freaking awesome. You got to go over there. The staff is amazing, super friendly. They got 7 big screen TVs that you can catch your favorite sporting event, or you can do a watch party out there. And they even have Nintendo Switches that you can rent, which would be awesome to just get lit, hang out, and just play some Mario Kart or something like that. It's really cool. They also got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. Jad's is such a great place to go hang out. They got a lot of things going on. On Thursdays, it's Ladies Day, and ladies get 20% off all day. Jad's Mile High Smoke is just 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. Happy hours from noon to 4:20, Monday through Friday. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. It's Jad's at 7667 Washington Street. GPS to Jad's. I saw this. And I got to get into it because it's psychics kind of rub me the wrong way. And I don't know. I go back and forth whether or not I believe that some people are psychic. I think there's some people that are. They can have premonitions. They can maybe get a vibe that something's going on. But I haven't really met anybody that I'm just like blown away with. You know, I can sit there and nitpick when somebody says they're a psychic and they're trying to read me or whatever and be like, well, those are pretty obvious observations. It's weird. Okay. Maybe you know somebody that is psychic and you're blown away by them. Let me know. But I've never really met anybody that I'm like, wow, holy shit. They're on a different plane, man. They're on a different plane. Oh my God. But I saw this on Reddit. It says, my wife's psychic lied about me having an affair. Now everyone wants me to take her back. No, that's dumb. Don't take her back because she didn't listen to you. She lied. She took the information from somebody that was playing pretend. And I would love to find out because they don't say. Was the psychic a dude? Because if the dude was trying to get in the pants of the lady, he's just like, I don't know. I'm seeing something like your boyfriend is banging somebody else. Yeah. You know, I can do private readings. I got a hotel just down the way. You want to do that? We can finish up over there. Just come back to the hotel room and you can jiggle my crystal balls and we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's fucked up for that alleged psychic to go, oh yeah, your boyfriend or your husband or whatever is having an affair, to just cast out judgment like that. That's jacked up. But it's also jacked up of the girlfriend to take her word for it. That tells me that she can't think for herself. And I wouldn't have her back. I'm sorry. I need actual evidence. You can't go off of a gut feeling on that. Be like, okay, I need some actual evidence for me to go, okay, she's right, or he's right, saying that my boyfriend's having an affair. You can't do that. It is, now that being said, I know that there's been a lot of, you know, history with alleged psychics. There's people that have been employed by the, at the very least, the United States government for projects where they were, and that's a, they're very open about that, where they used to have psychics on staff where they would try to remote view certain things in certain locations. Okay. So I know, but that being said, it's still one of those things where I just feel it's more of a, it's nonsense. But maybe I haven't ran into the right person that can project things properly. Because I have run into people that claim to be psychic, and I'm sitting there going, you're just noticing environmental things that are around us right now, and you're piecing them together to come up with your conclusion about whatever. But to have somebody say, hey, your significant other's cheating on you, you need to break up with them, and then for you to go, okay, I mean, that tells you a lot about that person, and this dude shouldn't waste his time with her. Because all it's going to take is somebody else to say a convincing story again, and then she's going to have issues. So, no, fuck that shit. Fuck that. That's fucking annoying as shit. You know what's not annoying is jumping into the mailbag.
Mailbag! You've got mail!
Hold on, I'm having a psychic reading.
Oh, God! Ah, the feeling is so painful!
This comes in from Vincent. He says, are you worried about the Nuggets against the Timberwolves? Yes, I am. I know game two is tonight as I record this. I was talking to a lot of people this weekend and leading up to the Nuggets game too. And they're like, how do you feel about the Nuggets taking on the Timberwolves? And I was like, I'm a little worried. I mean, they had they're very lucky that the Lakers only won one game. The Nuggets are very lucky that they played the Lakers, who just didn't have enough gas in the tank. Because they gave up, what, a 10, a 12, and a 20-point halftime lead to the Nuggets, and then they ended up, you know, losing the series. Now they're playing the Timberwolves, who aren't about that shit. They're going to put the fucking throttle, you know, down, and the Nuggets lost game one. What do you expect? The Nuggets need to get their shit together and play to the level of the Timberwolves. They're not playing the Lakers anymore. You go out there, pedal to the metal, and fucking dominate. If you give them an inch, they are going to take a foot. The Timberwolves are no fucking joke. And, yeah, I am worried about it. I told everybody. I was just like, yeah, I don't think that, you know, the Nuggets can't keep doing what they're doing. And then, sure enough, they lose on what was it, Saturday. So we'll see what they do tonight, but I'm the Nuggets need to pull their head out of their ass and play fucking Nuggets basketball and run the Timberwolves home and kick their ass, because they can't keep playing like this. It's bullshit. You go hard the whole way. And that's easy for me to say, cuz I, you know, I'm back here saying, you know, watching the game, and I haven't played a lick of basketball when it comes to, you know, professional or you know, I played, I'm a rec league basketball player, if even that, right? I got a hoop in my front yard. I think I know how to play basketball. Okay, guys, Nuggets, gather around. Just go out there and make more baskets. That's it. And then you win. It's pretty easy. The Nuggets kind of bug me. When I look at the Nuggets and Avalanche, the Avalanche are now going to play the Dallas Stars. I see more potential as of right now with the Avalanche. It seems like they shifted into a higher gear, whereas the Nuggets are stuck trying to get into that higher gear. Doesn't mean they can't. But as of right now, when I look at the Avalanche and Nuggets, I have more faith in the Avalanche than I do the Nuggets. And I hate to say that, but I see more potential with the Avalanche right now. A month ago, I was complete opposite on that one. But playoffs is all that matters. And until the Nuggets get out of this, you know, awkward stage, it's like they're stuck in neutral. They don't know how to shift up. I mean, they're going to lose this series unless they get their shit straight. So hopefully they do, and hopefully the Avalanche continue in their dominant ways, because I would love to see both of those teams have a championship parade this year. That would be fantastic. But easier said than done, obviously. So you tell me, who are you more concerned with, the Nuggets or the Avalanche? Who do you think has more potential to go all the way between the two? You can't pick both. You say you got to pick one of them. I'm going to the Avalanche right now because they seem like they got their head on straight. But we'll see. Hopefully they do get things going with the Nuggets. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be at La Eagle on May 9th. That's going to be this Thursday starting at 11 o'clock. I'm going to be hanging out with Mile High Sports. I'm going to do a live recording. I'll have some prizes to hand out. I believe I have some like $100 gift cards. I don't know how many I have, but I have $100 gift cards for car washes, which is great because, you know, summer's essentially here. So I have those, and I'll see if I can get some more stuff to hand out, but it'll be a lot of fun. So 380 Quivis Street in Denver. Again, I'll be out there this Thursday, May 9th, starting at 11 o'clock. If you could swing by, that would be great. It'd be fun to see you. I'll have some stickers out there as well to hand out. It'll be a lot of fun. Maybe I can convince Mile High Sports to give me some T-shirts to hand out to you. Or I'll clean out my trunk and see what I got in the trunk. Don't mind the duct tape and the chloroform. That's fucked up. It is fucked up. It's a gross joke. I'm sorry. But yeah, it'll be fun to see you out there. So again, 380 Quivis Street in Denver, La Eagle. And I'll be out there on Thursday starting at 11. I'll probably be out there for an hour or two, but it would be great to see you. And maybe while you're there, you can grab some product. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. I'll talk to you next time.